Virtual reality is being used in a lot of new ways lately. Researchers at Emory University are testing out the technology on veterans suffering from PTSD. Tasneem Shamma reports.
Patients wear a headset over their eyes, hold a joystick in their hands, and sit on a chair where they can feel vibrations. And then the lights go out.
The technology has definitely improved over the years, but we are not like a video game.
Dr. Barbara Rothbaum has been using virtual reality to treat anxiety disorders for the last 20 years. The Emory psychiatry professor is now focused on helping military sexual trauma survivors.
We're not presenting them with somebody who's trying to attack them. We're presenting them with the cues that for someone who wasn't assaulted would probably be neutral.
Like inside army barracks in Iraq, or inside a car or a motel room. She says just putting them in the place allows them to remember and fill in the details.
A lot of times people just think they're not coping or they're being a wimp and don't realize, no, I've got PTSD, it's a diagnosis, and it's got good treatments that work.
So far, two veterans who have PTSD from military sexual trauma have gone through the treatment. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.